It's Friday, February 15th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Emily Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern is urging the U.S. Treasury to sanction 3 Iranian judges and the Iranian Evin prison, known for their maltreatment of Christians. The World View spoke to Claire Evins, the ICC Director for the Middle East.
Christians are regarded as a national security threat to the Iranian regime, and they're viewed also as lesser human, second class at best. And so what the regime does is when they're placed inside a prison like Evin prison, they're subjected to all sorts of inhumane treatment. They're constantly pressured to recant and become Muslim again.
Evins laid out why they are requesting that the U.S. Treasury sanction the prison and these judges.
Well, these sanctions are very simple. They hold the human rights abusers accountable for their actions. Those who are actually doing these human rights abuses are not necessarily targeted with sanctions, but this seeks to change that by holding them accountable for their actions.
Pray for Chinese pastor John Cao, who is serving a 7-year prison sentence for sharing the gospel in Myanmar. Pastor Cao was visited by one of his lawyers, Yang Wei, on January 23rd, according to International Christian Concern. Pastor Cao spends his time writing out scripture and clinging to God's promises. In September 2018, the pastor was given a Bible which brought him to tears. Cao closed the meeting on January 23rd with these words, quote, "In this new year, let us pray with unity, asking for God's grace to enter more families and rescue more souls. Let us fight the good fights with our hands together. May God bless each one of you, and please continue to pray for me and remember my shackles. May God strengthen us, because we all have a long way to go." End quote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky announced yesterday afternoon that President Trump would sign the compromise bill which Democrats offered to avert another government shutdown. However, it only funds $1.8 of the $5.7 billion Trump requested for border security and the southern border wall.
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump, and he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time. And I've indicated to him I'm going to support the national emergency declaration.
By declaring a national emergency, President Trump can redirect up to $21 billion in military construction money in the coffers to build the wall, following through on his signature campaign promise. In a move against the New York abortion law, Focus on the Family President Jim Daly announced a 12-week campaign called See Life Clearly that will end in Times Square with a 4D ultrasound. The event will be held on May 4th in New York. Focus on the Family says, quote, "It's the perfect location. Times Square is known as the crossroads of the world, and we're at a crossroad as a nation regarding life. Do we really want to be a part of the abortion axis of evil, the tiny handful of countries like China, North Korea, and Vietnam that allow abortion for any reason after 20 weeks? Of course not," end quote. If you can make it to Times Square on May 4th, would you consider taking a video and sending it to us at adam@theworldview.com? Focus on the Family also has a petition they are preparing for the White House called the Declaration of Life, which you can sign. We have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. After the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities caved to the homosexual transgender agenda, Louisiana Christian College, a small Baptist college with 1,000 undergrads, pulled out of the council. According to the Baptist Message, Louisiana College President Rick Brewer said, quote, "By conviction, I cannot endorse the Fairness for All initiative, nor be willfully associated with any entity that does," end quote. By contrast, on Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, Brewer defended his college's commitment to chastity before marriage and heterosexual faithfulness within marriage.
It's very clear our biblical design for human sexuality that's a part of our student handbook and part of our hiring documents.
Brewer expressed concern about what the future looks like for Christian colleges if the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities continues to cave to the homosexual transgender activists.
If this were to happen, this will impose a new orthodoxy concerning human sexuality. That gives me great concern, not to mention the impact this could have on colleges in their residence halls, in their gym facilities, as well as employment.
May may we remember as ambassadors for Christ to call good, good, and evil, evil, so that every one of us can be called to repentance. Romans 2:4 says, "Do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" The Missouri Supreme Court has stopped the attempt of a satanic group to abolish pro-life laws in their state. The law in question was the informed consent law, which requires mothers to take 3 days to think about having an abortion before going through with it. A woman from the Satanic Temple, naming herself Mary Doe, protested against the law, saying that her, quote, "body is inviolable and subject to her will alone," end quote, and that she, quote, "did not believe a baby is part of a woman's body," end quote. What a contrast to the way 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 describes Christians. "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Additionally, the baby, geographically speaking, is located inside the woman's body, but is not an extension of it. And finally, an upcoming film, Run the Race, is debuting on Friday, February 22nd, in theaters around the U.S. The story follows two brothers, Zach and Dave Truitt, in their athletic careers. Both brothers grow in their faith in Jesus and wrestle with huge questions in light of their father's alcoholism and the death of their mother. Tim Tebow is the producer for the film. After investing 15 years in writing the script, Jake McIntyre told FaithWire.com, quote, "There was a reason why I wanted Jesus to be the hero of the story. There's redemption in the movie, but I did not want everything going this guy's way, because that's not the normal life that we live. That's not the Christian life. It's not even any life," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, February 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.